Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is September 12, 2017. I'm Andrew McKinley. I'm the web content creator at Mid-Continent Public Library. And today I'm talking with Neil McKnight, who is the assistant branch manager at the North Oak branch of Mid-Continent Public Library. So hello, Neil. Welcome.
Hello, Andrew.
And could you tell me a little bit about when you started with MCPL?
Sure. I started with Mid-Continent in 1996. I came to the library system after kind of a first career. Actually, I had spent about 15 years in college teaching, and I was trying to decide if I wanted to stay in teaching or if I wanted to do something else. And so I decided one day just to go over to the Boardwalk branch at Mid-Continent Public Library and see if they might have something, some kind of a job that I could do for a while until I could decide what I wanted to do. And so I went there and had a nice conversation with Mary Celeste, who was the branch manager at Boardwalk at that time. And she was just very supportive and encouraging about the possibilities with Mid-Continent. And so I filled out an application for a page position, and they called me the next day and asked me if I wanted to come over and talk. So I went over and met with Penny Henry, who was the assistant branch manager at that time, and they offered me a page position. So I started there in 1996. I just really enjoyed the library environment. I think since I came from kind of an academic background, you know, it was kind of a natural fit for me. And I told people that I knew when I was in teaching that I had just gone to the library and not come back. And but I was still, you know, trying to decide whether I wanted to stay in teaching or do something else. So I thought that would be a good place for me to be while I thought about those kinds of things. So I worked as a page at Boardwalk for about a year. They kept trying to encourage me to apply for what we called a sub position back then. It would be an AS1 position now. And I kept saying, well, that's interesting, but I'm just not sure what I want to do. And I didn't want to commit, you know, to start working into library positions until I was sure maybe I wanted to stay with the library. So I stayed a page for about a year, but then finally I went ahead and applied as a substitute. Mm-hmm. And then I did that for about maybe 9 months or so.
And was that at Boardwalk also?
That was at Boardwalk too.
Okay. And what at that time, I guess, what were the duties of a page in 1996?
Well, you know, they haven't really changed a
okay.
lot. It was primarily shelving books. And, I mean, of course, the procedures were a little different at Boardwalk
yeah.
than I've seen them at other branches. But
was that after Mid-Continent had gotten their first computer systems?
We did have computers. We were still using the old INLEX software. They got their first internet computers while I was at Boardwalk. I think we had 3 internet computers, mm-hmm. something like that. And so that is something that I kind of mark at the beginning of my time with Mid-Continent, mm-hmm. is the move toward the internet and, mm-hmm. and all the changes that, you know, have happened mm-hmm. since then. In fact, I took a training class at headquarters on the World Wide Web with Steve Potter.
So he was the trainer?
He was working in training at that
okay.
time. And I had the first internet training class with Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned all about URLs and .govs and .coms mm-hmm. and .eds and, you know, all that fun stuff. And so, yeah, that was the mark of the beginning of some big changes with Mid-Continent. Of course, you know, we know how much it has changed since then, and now we have all the internet computers for the public and everything. But, yeah, I would say that was one of the big changes that marked the beginning of one of the biggest changes that I've seen at Mid-Continent.
But when you, so the period when you were a sub and then when you moved into full-time, were you having to do sort of dual work with the internet coming in but also still using the card catalog? Like, as people transitioned from card catalog being their primary, you know, way to search into the internet or the catalog.
Yeah, I would say that really didn't come till maybe a year or two later. And that's the other thing. I don't think the internet brought the kind of changes that a lot of people in the library science profession thought it was going to bring. You know, I think we expected, library people expected patrons to be coming in and doing all this great research on the internet computers. And, you know, that's not what has happened. What has happened is they're coming in, you know, checking email, you know, just social media, you know, those kinds of things more so.
And that hasn't changed a lot either.
That hasn't changed a lot.
I mean, the social media platform might have changed.
Yes, but that hasn't, the basics of that haven't changed. So.
And so you were 9 months as a sub at Boardwalk.
Yeah,
about 9 months. Did you remain at Boardwalk after that?
No, I a full-time position opened up at the Liberty branch, and so I went there. And then I was at Liberty for about 5 years.
Okay, as just a regular full-time clerk?
Yes, as a full-time staff person. Yeah, I had some opportunities. Mary Celeste, again, really taught me a lot about library science and gave me an opportunity to learn about a lot of those things. And she, for example, let me do a lot of the training for new pages. And that was something that I really enjoyed and caused me to be, you know, more interested in possibly staying with Mid-Continent. And then, like I said, the position, a full-time position, opened up at Liberty, and so I went there. Janet Heitzman-Smith was the branch manager at Liberty. Janet also gave me a lot of opportunities to learn things. One thing that Janet did that was kind of interesting was that she rotated staff job assignments. I can't remember if it was every year or every 2 years, but you know, so your jobs that you did at Liberty this year might not even be something you do the next year. So I got to learn a lot of the different areas of managing the branch.
And, like a long-term cross-training.
Yes, exactly. So that was really a nice opportunity for me to learn. Great staff at Liberty. You know, I really enjoyed working with them. So I was there for 5 years. The assistant manager position opened up here at North Oak, and I thought that was something I would be interested in as well. So I applied and have been here now for about 14 years.
Oh, okay. Since, I guess that would be about 2003 or
2004. Yeah, something like that. That sounds about right.
And who was the manager when you moved to North Oak?
Cheryl Williams was the branch manager. And so I had an opportunity to learn a lot of more new things when I came here. Cheryl and I think we're here during the period of a lot of changes, just in terms of you know, kind of leveling out the new computer software for, you know, workflows was just amazing as a replacement for the old NLEX system. And we were really just finally starting to, you know, get comfortable with workflows when I came to North Oak. That had all started when I was at Liberty. With all the new the training sessions and the new software and everything, so coming here we were able to, you know, get things running smoothly with the new workflow software. I can remember when I first came here, we did not have email.
Mm. When you first came to North Oak?
When I first came to North Oak, we didn't have email.
When did you get your first staff email?
You know, it was probably 3 or 4 years after.
Okay,
so about 10 years ago, probably.
2006, 7.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
I would say. Yeah. Another thing we did at that time, we still had handwritten time cards.
Oh, so,
mm-hmm. You know, we wrote down every day what time we started, what time we ended, what time we were out for lunch. So that is another big change.
Mm-hmm.
The new Paycor system and mm-hmm. everything has really made that a lot more advanced. So yeah, just a lot of changes. Also, we went to the trying to think the RFID tags.
Yeah.
You were mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah, I was here. That was 2015. Okay. We started RFID.
So that was another big change.
Do you remember, I guess, which branch you were at or when you got rid of your card catalog?
The old physical, mm-hmm. we did mm-hmm. not have that when I started at Boardwalk.
Okay, they'd already gotten rid of it.
So they'd fully... Yeah, we could still, we're able to search in the INLEX
mm-hmm.
system
mm-hmm.
for the catalog.
Okay, so they didn't even hold
So I was not here while we had the old card, you know, because, I mean, we still, not as much as we used to, but we still get people coming in asking where the card catalog
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of a dinosaur. It's kind of gone now, but it's all online, so... So, yeah, that was another big change.
And I think based on the time you were here, you would have worked under the directors, Mr. Paul White, Dick Wilding, and Steve Potter. Do you have a lot of memories of, I mean, particularly the first two, Paul White
and
Dick Wilding?
Yeah, and actually, I was here for a while. Mr. Ferguson was still here for a while.
Oh, okay.
My first year, I would say, he was, you know, mm-hmm. I would see him on tours.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a real nice person, mm-hmm. just a great person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know him long, but because he wasn't here but about another year, but he was a real people person.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first times I met him, we were having a book sale over at Boardwalk, and at that time, Mid-Continent would, you know, save books that had been discarded,
mm-hmm.
or we'd get donations, and periodically we would have book sales, and
mm-hmm.
they'd put up a tent in the parking lot.
Oh.
And so I worked at a book sale with Mr. Ferguson, and yeah, he was just as friendly as he could be,
mm-hmm.
and just a really great person. So. But then I remember all the other guys coming too. I miss Paul White. I remember going on tour with him, and the reputation Mr. White had about tours was about his driving.
Oh.
He would drive the van on the tours, but he'd get back on those back roads out, you know, around Edgerton and
mm-hmm.
up there, and just be flying down the road when we were going from branch to branch, waiting until the very last minute to throw on the brakes, you know, when we get to a stop sign or something. So that was pretty exciting when you went on tour with Mr. White. But yeah, the branch directors have been great. Steve Potter, you know, I think has moved us into the new century
mm-hmm.
and the future
mm-hmm.
for libraries. So that's been exciting to be a part of that.
Yeah. Well, even just this decade, the digital media has
yes.
all exploded.
Exactly.
And have you had a lot of, and what's it been like with the customers as they've transitioned? I mean, still a lot of people will always use the physical collection, but as they've started transitioning
mm-hmm.
to the digital.
Yeah, the public, you know, has changed too,
mm-hmm.
you know, along with all the other stuff that's been happening. And so that has, you know, brought new challenges
mm-hmm.
for us at the library, especially working with people on the computers, because we get a lot of people who, you know, are not that advanced on the computers, have very little background working with computers. A lot of especially older adults, no experience at all, and they come in and, you know, need to fill out an application or something. And so that's been a challenge to help the people that are really not computer literate but are living in a computer world now. So.
And do you remember over the 20 years you've been with MCPL, any customer stories that stand out? Or, I mean, good or bad experiences?
Yeah. Well, there have been both, of course. But, I remember when I was at Boardwalk and when I was working as a sub, one day getting a telephone call. This was maybe my first introduction to some of the weird kinds of stuff we hear about, or unusual kinds of stuff. But a guy called one day when I was at the desk at Boardwalk, and he said that he had lost his wallet, and he thought he might have lost it, you know, at the library. And so I was asking him some questions about when he was there and, where he was and that kind of thing. And so he started telling me. He says, well, I'll tell you. He said, I have a female friend who sometimes meets me at the library in the evenings, and we sometimes go back behind the library. There's a fence, a little fence around the dumpster back there. And say they'd go back on the other side of, apparently go back on the other side of the fence around the dumpster. And that's where he thinks he, or thought he had lost his wallet. And so I'm like, well, you know, I'm not aware of anybody who has turned in a wallet that they found back there. But, I offered to go back there and kind of look around. And didn't find anything, but and called him back and told him that. But that was just kind of a funny story that, you know, it was totally not what I was expecting when he was telling me he lost his wallet at the library, he thought. I've had on the other end of the spectrum, I've had, you know, times when I've had to tell people they had to leave the library because of their behavior. Probably the most recent one was an argument and almost a fight that broke out between two internet users. And so I kind of got between them. And I wasn't really worried so much about my safety as much as I was worried about them too, you know, going at it. So basically I told them that they had a choice. They could stop what they were doing and leave, or I was calling the police. They kept arguing, of course, so I finally said, okay, this is the last offer, and then I asked one of the staff at the desk to call the police. And so then finally they left, before the police got here, of course. But so, you know, you see it all. That's one thing about being an assistant manager is you see a lot of these kinds of things. And you put out a lot of fires. You spend a lot of your time, just dealing with problems as they come up. And I think that's been one of the most interesting things for me about my job is every day is different. You know, I never know what I'm going to see on a given day. And so that keeps it interesting and keeps it challenging, and I enjoy problem solving. So, you know, solving those problems as they come up on a day-to-day basis, I think, is something I've enjoyed the most.
And over the years, I guess, what have you seen or thought about? I mean, because you've worked with, I guess, four branch managers at three branches and four library directors. The, I guess, culture at MCPL. I mean, what was it like when you first started versus what do you think is like now? Because now we're very trying to be customer focused with access. Access is the big, always the overarching theme.
Well, I think even though the quality of the people, I would say, has not really changed, the staff, And that's been one of the most enjoyable things for me about working at the library are the interesting people that you get to work with and the intelligent and creative people that you have on your staff. So that's something that I've really enjoyed a lot. And I'd say, you know, we still have very high-quality staff in that regard. I think, though, the culture has changed. I think we've been putting a lot more emphasis on professionalism as a value of our organization and giving people more opportunities for professional development, you know, I think has been a very positive kind of thing. Emphasizing the library values of access and equal access and inclusiveness for all patrons is, I think, another very important direction we've tried to move more toward. So, I think soft skills is another example, and empowerment is another thing that I think has changed. I'd say when I first started, it was very much more rule-oriented system where there were specific rules everybody had to follow, and you weren't really encouraged to use discretion or to think that much about the problems that you might be trying to address. And so I think that empowerment of staff is a very important change in our culture. And the increased professionalism, I think, is another.
Do you have any favorite memories of your time at MCPL? People or events or...
It's all a favorite kind of memory, really. I was telling, we had kind of a little retirement reception the other day, the staff had for me, and, I was telling them that they will all be, I just feel so fortunate to have gotten to work with high-quality staff like we have, and, I told them that they'll always be in my memories and always in my heart. And so, I'm not somebody who really likes goodbyes. And so I don't really have to tell them goodbye because they will always be in my memories. So, just the whole experience, I would say, has been a very positive thing for me. So,
well, wonderful. I guess, is there anything else I haven't covered that you want to share about your experiences?
Well, I will just add it because I thought earlier when I was talking about branch managers that I have worked with, and one of the most enjoyable experiences for me has been to get to work with Amy Barclay, who's only been here at North Oak for about a year and a half, but I have just really enjoyed working with her. She is a consummate professional and, has just been a very positive and strong person to work with. So I feel like I'm going out on top in a lot of ways because this past year and a half has been so enjoyable. And so that's just something I would add.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for talking to me, and thank you for your service to MCPL.
Thank you, Andrew. I've enjoyed it.